You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jer and I were talking during the trending report about this story that came out. Has to do with stress and how Americans are all stressed out. And they did a survey and they were asking people, basically, what is your most stressful time of day? Now, before we get into this, let's you and I answer this. What is your most stressful time of day?
Stressful time of day hits me from about 4 o'clock to 5:30, I would say. That's
PM?
PM. That's kind of when the clock hits with the kids home, starting dinner, getting dinner done by a certain time. You know, it's just essentially starting the night routine, which ours is a little different than other people's just because of our hours. Mm-hmm. So right at 4 o'clock, man, I know my night's over. It's like that's when the work begins.
Your life as you know it has come to a close.
Yep.
I think mine is probably mornings. Like before the show goes on the air. Just with a bunch of mostly technical stuff that I've got to deal with. I think that's probably, for me, stressful. But they surveyed a bunch of people, and when you mix it all together into a little blender, what comes out is the average time that's the most stressful for people is 8:15 in the morning. Now, I tend to think that a lot of this is based on East Coast stuff, because for whatever reason, people on the East Coast tend to start their day and end their day a little bit earlier than other parts of the country. So I would think mountain time, this probably is more like about 7:15. If I had to guess, like right about now, I think people are starting to hit in Colorado into their most stressful time. And they're saying the factors, the ingredients that go into this stress soup, if you will, are things like you got to get ready. Maybe if you're, you know, working and you got to get out the door and get to work. And if you have kids and you've got to get them ready. And you got to hunt them down, and you've got to prepare breakfast. And for some people, it's preparing lunch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they talk about the commute. And on top of that, Jeremy, you are well aware of this, shuttling kids around to various things.
That's the worst. It's funny, this morning, Nick Nack was texting me because she was all stressed out because not only is she trying to get the kids ready for school and stuff, she's going on a field trip with one of them today, and you got to pack the sack lunch. Mm-hmm. So all last night, she's like, all right, I'm going to make peanut butter and jelly in the morning, and here's what we're taking. And she was trying to find the sack lunch, the actual bags. And then she just texted me a little bit ago. She's like, we have no bread, and the bread is in the freezer, and it's frozen. She's like, I forgot to set bread out last night. I'm like, well.
More stress.
Throw in a can of SpaghettiOs, I guess.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I get it. The early stuff is stressful for sure.
So, you know, that's part of what we were also talking earlier about, how America's sleep-deprived nation, and they say that the stress is what goes into all of this. So we figured that we would be a helpful morning show for you today, and we're not trying to... Oh, one other thing before I give you the stress reducers. They say on top of all of that, the average person loses 20 minutes a day on average to what they call morning chaos.
Sure.
And that's the stuff that you didn't plan on and that just springs up. For instance, if your kid says, oh, yeah, Mom, I forgot I've got to bring such and such to school today. And they tell you that morning.
Today's dressed like a pirate day, Mom. 15 minutes before you walk out the door.
Yeah, every parent has been through that, right? It's like, oh, I'm supposed to bring cupcakes today. Yeah. Or I'm supposed to dress like this. Or I'm supposed to bring this. Or I'm,
Nope. Guess you're going to miss it.
Or your 20 minutes could be you go outside and you got a flat tire.
Yeah, instant
stressor. Your car doesn't start, right?
Yeah.
So, one of my favorites was when we had a really bad snowstorm, and I lived over in the Marks Apartments there off of Hamden. God, this was 30 years ago. And I went out one morning, and I grabbed the handle of my car to open it, and it snapped off.
Yeah. It's not a good way to start your day.
Yeah. I couldn't get in my
car.
Man,
you were jacked back then, huh? You were ripped.
I was, man. It was in good shape, dude. Oh.
So you got mad and flipped the car over?
That Accord did not want to mess with this guy.
Yeah. So what do we want to do? I want to ask people, like, what's your biggest stress right now? What's the biggest monkey wrench in your life? Any of that. Minus, like, being diagnosed with a horrible disease.
Yeah, I
or
don't want
somebody
it to
that
be...
you know, no murder, death, kill, none of that kind of stuff.
I agree. Tell us the things that's got you stressed right now that might actually even have a funny element to it.
Or just you're
like,
looking at it,
like
you're like,
breaking
this is
the handle off of my damn car, and that made me late that morning.
Or you can obviously say, this is ridiculous. Why am I so stressed about this?
What's stressing you out these days, Leah?
Well, I may have misunderstood your guys' question. I thought you wanted to know about, like, the funny things that would have happened one time, not necessarily right now.
That's fine. So, what do you got?
Tell us.
Well, in your stories about the crazy chaos that happens in the morning a few years ago, well, more than a few years ago, but there was a crazy windstorm. I live in rural parts of Parker, and my neighbors, we're on, like, 5 acres. My neighbors have one of those big caged trampoline things for the kids.
Yeah.
And it apparently took flight in the night and rolled over right on top of my car. So when I went out in the morning, I had a caged trampoline car. And it was great. And their insurance told us it was an act of God. So tough luck.
That is
what?
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
What?
And horrible, all rolled into one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was like, how are you going to prove that this is why you're late to work thing that won't do it justice without a literal photo?
So when your neighbor's trampoline blows onto your car, that's the Lord above.
Apparently.
Hey, listen, God hates trampolines. They cause a lot of injuries. I know Leah personally, and you've had other like car issues and stuff too, like your 4Runner.
When I got rear-ended on Santa Fe 3 weeks after I bought a brand new one.
She bought a brand new 4Runner and got smashed in the back.
Mm-hmm. It was a very fun texting teenager, so let this be a PSA for all of you kids out there. Don't text and drive.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll listen to you, Leah. I'm sure
I know,
they will.
Right? Hey,
I'm so glad you called.
Bye, Leah.
Good luck
Bye.
With your life.
Bye.
Thank you for being on the show. Along those lines, Sean wrote in and she said, our fence blew down. The landlord is taking his good, sweet time fixing it.
Yeah.
Trampolines, fences. Brittany, what's causing you so much stress right now?
Hi, I have kids that do early morning hockey. We're like literally in the middle of it right now. So picking them up and then organizing my other kids to make sure they have food and we get out the door on time. It's just, it's a lot.
Josh was telling me, because he used to do a buttload of hockey, and he's like, those mornings were the worst. And I have a neighbor across the street that they'll be up when I get up to come to work. So like at 3:34, and they're loading up their kid for hockey because they've got to drive to Broomfield or something for an early practice. And it's like, God, I can't imagine having to do that.
Yeah, it's stressful. It's a lot of work. Oh my gosh. It's a lot of organizing and a lot of alarms to make sure we're like, you know, just getting out the door and making sure we're up. And I feel like it's great. I mean, you hear my kids.
You sound a little stressed right now. I was going to say, your kids are already bouncing off the walls.
Yeah. Well, we're literally picking up my older son from practice as we speak and shoving a burrito in his face so that way we can head off to school right now.
It's intense. God, that is intense.
I couldn't do that. Like, nope. Brittany, drive carefully, okay?
Thank you. I will. You guys have a good one. I love you guys.
Well, we love you back.
You're so sweet. Yeah, the kids are nuts. Somebody wrote in about the hormonal 12-year-old, and I can so relate with this. She says her daughter cries every morning because she doesn't like something about her outfit. So she sits there until we are walking out the door and cries. My daughter's going through that phase right now, and it's driving Knick-Knack nuts, where nothing looks good, nothing feels good, and it's 5 or 6 outfit changes in the morning. I was like, oh, I'm glad
she's
I'm at
nine.
Work. I'm glad I'm at work. Let me read you one more from another Jeremy. Jeremy says, I got a new drone about a week ago, and yesterday I landed it on a neighbor's roof, and it's somehow stuck. I'm stressing because I'm trying to figure out how to talk to my neighbor about it without it looking like I was spying on them.
Right.
So why was the drone over here, Jer?
Why was the drone over my house?
And here's
I told you that time that I was, when I was living in the high-rise there by the radio station, and one morning at 4:35 o'clock in the morning, there was a drone hovering outside my window. And I was up on the 20th floor or whatever, and it was up there hovering, looking inside. So don't think that doesn't happen all the time. That was 5 years ago, so you know how much it's happening.
The one time you were putting mayonnaise all over your body, and there it is, peeking
there
in the wind. The one time.
I'm not usually like this.
Here's Lisa. She says, boys, I'm getting ready for work, and I just realized that I ran out of mascara yesterday. I don't have time to run before work to get some. I'm a stressed mess.
Corinne says, standardized testing. I'm a teacher, and it starts today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And I was kind of laughing at Donna, who texted in. She goes, my stressful time is right now. She put that in all caps. My coworkers talk too much first thing in the morning.
No. Tell them to shut up.
Shut up. I'm trying to listen to the boys.
Yeah.
We got about 10,000 text messages coming in. We'll try to respond to all of you if we can. Do you have any more? Or should we start giving these
results?
Get rid of it.
Yeah, do some of the results.
Wait a minute. Janice, she says, damn HOAs.
I'll leave the HOAs out of this.
I'm stressed about my HOA going up mid-year. Yeah, my HOA just sent me a note that they're charging the rest
of
us.
Yeah, ours are going up next year.
Okay. Yeah. So many. Well, some of them we can't even talk about. So, I don't see. Is that stressful, Lynn?
Find out my husband's having an affair. That's a little stressful.
Five things they say you can do to make your mornings go smoother. Number one, prepare the night before. Lay out your clothes, pack school bags, prepare lunches, set up your breakfast plans. Do all that. You may even consider showering in the evening. What do we think about that? I lay stuff out. I lay my clothes out for sure.
I shower and lay everything out in the evening. Then I'm boom, up, gone.
Number two, establish your routine and stick to it. That's easier said than done.
Yeah, sometimes, you get a curveball, though, is the problem.
Yeah, the morning chaos that we were talking about. Get up before your kids as early as possible before your kids so that you have time to get stuff done before the little monsters just take over.
But then you're tired the rest of the day, and it causes you more stress because you're tired. You can't get anything done at work. These seem
Delegate responsibilities. Assign age-appropriate tasks to your children. Jeremy, this teaches responsibility and lightens your load.
Even if it's not age-related, send them outside to re-roof the house or something. Get them outside. Get off the screens. Go mow.
And number five, see what you think of this. They say one way to alleviate some of the stress in the morning is to limit technology in the morning.
Oh.
Keep mornings free from distractions of television and tablets. Instead, just have your radio on. That's what they say you should be
doing. But thanks for all the texts this morning, you guys.
Yeah. On your tech.
Yeah. All right. Well, those seem nice on the surface. Very nice.
What do you mean on the surface?
Nobody's going to do any of those, and they all have flaws in them. I mean, you can maybe accomplish that for a day or three, and then you're like, ah, I'm done
with
this. I'm sick of getting up early.